Hello, everybody. Welcome to week 6 here on KMZA Locker Room Chats with head coach Kenny Steinfort of the Valley Heights Mustangs. And let's gallop right into week number 6 here. And coach, let's talk about the last week games you had for yourselves. You had the makeup game against Frankfort as a 71-32 loss. And then you went and you played Lynn on Saturday to start the Frankfort TVL tournament play. So you went right back down to Frankfort. You lost just by 7-42-35. What can you tell me about both of those losses there?
Yeah, you know, the Frankfort one was a little more disappointing than we weren't expecting to not compete in that ball game, but they played on their court and they shot lights out. They shot 55% from the 3-point arc and 57% from the field or from the 2-point arc. So, you know, somewhere in that 56% they shot, which I thought they shot really well. We just ran up against a buzzsaw that game and just couldn't get things going offensively and defensively, just couldn't keep them from hitting shots. Went back over on Saturday and played Lynn. Got off to a really good start. Had a couple quarters there in the second and third that we were cold and didn't hit very many shots, and then we kind of started hitting in the fourth and got the lead cut down to 7 by the end of the game. But again, a game that we would have liked to have gotten, but we didn't, and it is what it is, and we move forward.
Well, as you move forward, and just real quick, a quick shout out to a couple of your players from that Lynn game, with Jaden DeWald, who had 10 points, 5 rebounds, Royce Eskrim, 10 points, 8 rebounds, Everson Parker, 6.7 rebounds, and, you know, you have a lot of those great scores on your team. You got a knit-and-tuck group. You talk about a team that, you know, you don't have a lot of depth on your team, but how do you guys go forward here as you guys got 2 more games guaranteed here in the TBL tournament, both consolation games, but you guys have one against Onega, a team that's only won 1 game on the season, and then another one against Washington County, who took a 30-point loss against Frankfort just on Saturday. So what can you tell me about these upcoming 2 games and what kind of opportunities that you have for your team?
Well, as you mentioned, we don't have a lot of depth and stuff like that, but we got, you know, we have a couple good opportunities coming up here to rebound here and get a good fresh start here. Going to play a good Onega team that again, only has one win on the season, but also has played some good competition and plays in the TVL as well. And hopefully we can come out and shoot better. You know, I thought we defended well against Lynn and Cal held them to 42 points. We just couldn't put the ball in the basket, and so hopefully we can do that here on Friday evening against Onega, and then we'll get the rematch again with Washington, who we played just right before the Frankfort makeup deal, but right before the TVL tournament. We'll get a rematch with them, that's another game that hopefully we can come out and get a good start and get a good finish on that and get us, hopefully by the end of the week here, get us a couple wins.
Yeah, a chance to pick up 2 more wins here for yourselves, as well as you mentioned the Washington County rematch just 3 games ago as you played them last Tuesday. You beat them of a score of 60-51. Again, a chance to rematch and maybe pick up another win against Washington County, the Tigers. Well, this Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Again, week number 6 here with Valley Heights head coach Kenny Steinfort. Coach, thank you for your time.
Yep, thank you for covering Mustang Athletics.